You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Over the weekend, we had a baby shower at our house. My wife threw a baby shower for my sister, so there was 20 giddy ladies over there, you know, talking about babies. And Rip from Yellowstone, apparently, was the main topic of conversation. But we had about 100 and some balloons at the house, like balloon arches and balloon towers and all this crap. Ew. And when the baby shower is over, we gave them to the neighbor kids. And, you know, we've got like 13, 14 kids running around the neighborhood, so they were all running around with these big balloon arches and everything, and they started popping all of them. So now we've got like 100 and some balloons popped all over the neighborhood. And then Reed thought it would be a good idea to run outside with some confetti cannons that he had and blow these big confetti cannons up in the air. And now we have balloons and confetti stuck to like everything in the neighborhood because of the rain. It's just like plastered on cars and the street. It's a mess.
As a loyal HOA Nazi like you are, what do you have to say about that, HOA Nazi?
I am going to make him get out with the blower and clean it all up. I mean, we can't have this stuff everywhere. It's like, you guys made this mess. It's really bad, though.
That's
really,
funny,
really bad,
though.
But really funny.
I was outside all weekend, either walking, running. I think I told you last week I'm back into running again, and so far so good. I'm taking my leave, so everything should be fine with that. I'm happy about that. And then I was doing yard work. I was pulling a total Jeremy, and I was doing yard work all weekend.
Man, look at you.
And working on that back deck. And the lady who owned the house when I bought it has this is a pergola thing in the back deck, which is really nice. I like it. But she has like a big oversized wooden swing type thing that's in there. I've not liked it since moving in. And finally, I found a way to take the whole thing down because it's a complicated contraption. Put it up on next door. Gretchen put it on next door. And so far we have like six people who've already said, yeah, I'll come get it.
Nice. Good. Get rid of it.
So that, pulling some bushes out that I felt like a murderer. Yeah. And I even told Gretchen that. I said, I feel like a murderer. Like, she goes, those things are invasive. They're not supposed to be here in the first place. Hmm. She is so big on the whole invasive versus native.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always talking about that. Oh, well, that's a native plant. That's good. Oh, that's invasive. You shouldn't have that. And I'm like, I don't even know. How does she know?
Who's got time for that? Yeah.
I don't know. But I just hate it along the back of the house, these bush things that just, I'm not a big outdoor greenery, shrubbery bush guy. I'd rather have trees or plants.
Yeah.
I think bushes like that are kind of lame. Anyway, was taking them out and was reaching up to get something out where I chopped off some of the branches, and there's a little bird nest in there. I was like, oh, that's sweet, but I could tell it was abandoned.
Yeah.
And then right below it, there's a snake.
No thanks.
Just cutest thing you've ever seen is known as a Decay's brown snake.
Ugh.
So totally harmless to humans. I mean, cute as could be. And boy, you talk about, I must have freaked him the hell out.
He's like, whoa,
with my hedge trimmer coming within inches of him.
He's crap,
and he's
crap,
like,
crap,
what
crap,
the
crap,
hell
crap,
is
crap,
that?
Crap, crap,
crap, crap. He's a little thing. He's only like a foot long. So got him out of there and back into the woods. So he's safely back in the woods. And he's got stories to tell his buddies.
I bet.
You're not going to believe what happened to me.
I was in this invasive bush, you guys. And
right. Oh, my God. Invasive versus native. I can't keep up. I don't know. But she's passionate about that stuff.
Well, hey.
Like, she'll come back
we'll
and she'll
latch
say, HOA should do something about all these people planting invasive
bushes.
You know, shrubbery. I'm like, babe, I don't know. What about you? Now, you teased me a little while ago.
I did, yeah.
You said you canceled something. I got to know what you canceled.
I've been going through my monthly outgo just to see, you know, all the subscriptions and all the crap that we, you know, pay for every single month. And I did a biggie yesterday. I pulled the plug on a service that I've been paying for 14 years. Since 2009, I have been paying for Netflix.
Oh, you beat me to it.
And I went ahead and I hit the cancel. I was like, I haven't really watched anything on here for a while. I did one final like skim through, like, am I going to watch anything? And I was like, this is all crap. I saw the big ad for the latest Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. I was like, nope, I'm out of here. I'm gone. I don't need that. And so I'm getting my $16 back in my pocket every single month. What I found crazy was I thought for sure, since I've been with him since 09, that they'd give me like the, hey, you know, we'll knock $10 off every month. Don't go.
Oh, right.
Let's reel you back in.
What do they call that? The retaining department or something?
I thought for sure I'd be like, whoa, before you go. Nope, none of that. I basically got, well, see you later.
They gave you the old don't let the screen door hit you thing?
Pretty much. It was nothing. It was like, just cancel. You want to confirm? Yeah, cancel. And I was like, gone. Gone forever.
Well, that's, on one hand, that's kind of surprising that they didn't try to keep you. But on the other hand, I'm wondering if like they're so big that what they do when you cancel is they cross their arms, they nod, they pull the cigar out of their mouth, and they'll go, he'll be back.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
Oh, he'll come crawling back.
Within 20 minutes, I did get like an email that said, you can reactivate your account within a 10-month time period and still have everything in your queue and show everything you've watched.
So
you have 10 months to reactivate it.
They're planting that in your head.
Yeah.
And then probably with about 30 days to go, you'll get another little reminder.
I'm sure. We went ahead and extended that a couple more months. But I was just surprised that, you know, when you call to, you know, cancel your cell phone or your actual cable, they're always like, whoa, we've got a better offer for you.
And yeah, that is surprising.
None of that. None of it.
How did it feel liberating when you did it?
It felt good. I honestly felt sad, much like you pulling out your bushes. I was like, this has been a part of me for many years.
Oh, no, I was excited.
That little app has been on my phone for a very long time. So I felt a little sad, but today I'm fine. I'm like, whatever. Gone.
Well, that's funny. You beat me to it because I've been talking about canceling Netflix for, at least 8 months or more. And yet, it's that little thing like, oh, what if there's one thing on there that I do want to see? And so, sure enough, there's some show that I just started watching that is on Netflix. And it's the first thing I've watched on that in ages.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as Stranger Things comes back, I know you don't like that show, but as soon as the final season, I might have to sign up for like a month or two. Right now, it just felt good. So I'm like, what's next?
You know,
what else can I cancel?
Cheers to you. You know, I feel like it's time to do an audit of these kind of things.
You need to.
Like an audit of all of the stuff between just personally watching stuff and all of the subscription-based things that I have for my business, my publishing business.
Yeah,
I have to
be
part of a whole bunch of other little subscription things that I participate in as a writer. And I'm kind of afraid to add them all up because of I'm going to kick myself.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's the old nickel and dime thing, right?
It's
disgusting. We don't think it's much, but it all adds up. And I'm 2 months away from reactivating YouTube TV because I only do that during football
season. And that one's
gone
up. It's like $80 a month now.
I know.
Yeah. That's one of the ones I get too. So if there's
So you still have that one.
And it's funny. We pay for YouTube TV and I want to say we watch three channels for $80 a month.
What are the three? I gotta know.
Well, there's a local, there's a national news station that I watch, and then like a sports. Reed likes the ESPN on there. So there's three, man. Three.
So that's $1,000 a year.
Yeah, it's time to let that one go at some point.
$1,000 a year.
Just need to find a cheaper
option.
And
we were all so like proud of ourselves when we cut the cable, you know, cut the cord.
Well, that one was like $40 when you first started. And then, you know, slowly it went ding, 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 ding all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so no Netflix for you.
Nope.
I'm jealous.
Yep. It's good. And I think Disney Plus is probably up next on the chopping block. That one's probably next. Yeah. And then my, now that it's summer, probably my car wash subscription. My unlimited washes is probably up next after that. It's nice out, you know?
I thought that's when you would want to wash your car.
No, you want it in the winter when you're covered in mag chloride so you can zip through once or twice a week and get all the mag chloride off.
What do I know? I never wash my car.
I know!
I think in the 2.5 years or whatever that I've had that car, I think it's been washed twice. Oh. I think.
I will say, I do pay for the you can go through once a day, and I probably go through the car wash probably 4 times a week. There's a little bit of dust on there. I'm like, get me through. I'm paying for this.
I can't even wrap my brain around washing cars that much.
It's like super convenient. It's like right, you know, on the way home from the grocery store or something for me. I just zip in and run through and they wave me in.
Waste all that water and go on your way.
Car washes recycle the water.
Whatever.
It's filters.